You're listening to SBS News.
It's the rooftop accessory becoming a must-have across the country. But as the take-up of renewable energy rapidly increases, so too do problems on the old power grids.
That has happened very quickly, and it means that the system has to adjust very quickly, and it's putting a lot of strain on it.
That's Dr. Kerry Schott, Chair of the Energy Security Board. She says the board's annual health check of the electricity grid has found the Australian energy market operator had to intervene 75 times in the last financial year to ensure the system wasn't overloaded or undersupplied.
Before we had so much renewables in the system, they would have only intervened two or three times a year. So the number of interventions is really high now.
Rooftop solar panels now account for 5% of production in the national energy market, creating voltage control problems in cities like Adelaide, Brisbane and Perth, where 20% of homes have rooftop solar. Dr. Glenn Platt is Research Director of Energy at the CSIRO.
You can certainly have a secure, reliable energy system based on really, really high amounts of renewable energy. The challenge is just that the system we have today isn't really designed to have so much renewables because it's got a lot of legacy to it in Australia.
Nationally, around 16% of electricity consumed in 2018-19 was generated by wind and solar. That's expected to reach 40% by 2030, with Tasmania leading the way, currently operating with almost 100% renewables. South Australia's output is about 53% annually, while other states range from 10 to 20% but are on the increase. Energy sectors are calling for greater federal leadership on the management of renewable energy, saying the technology already exists to support an increased use of green electricity. What's needed is a national infrastructure to manage it. Tristan Edis is Director of Analysis and Advisory at Green Energy Market.
The reality is we can do it. We do have the technology, but we need to give the regulators permission to plan the system accordingly and model it forward and work out what are the most efficient investments to do and then authorise those investments.
The Energy Security Board's report also shows little improvement in affordability. Despite small national increases, low-income earners are still spending 8 to 10% of the household budget on power. Energy Minister Angus Taylor says the government's investment in the hydrogen industry will help.
We know technology works. We know that good technology delivers those emissions reductions. That's why we're so focused on making sure it's about technology, not taxation.
The Energy Security Board says the Snowy 2.0 project, due for completion in 2025, will solve renewable energy problems. But until then, security and reliability issues could continue. Amy Hall, SBS News.